He's on the phone. G'day, Stephen.
Hi, Smitty.
You ever heard of a financial disaster of this ilk?
Look, we have had partly paid share floats before, but never one that's gone into negative value. So that's where this is unprecedented. That the investors have put up $400 million up front. That's all gone. That's worthless. There's another $400 million to come up in next, I think it's April or May. Of that $400 million, the analysts reckon it's probably worth about, you know, $100, $150 million.
Yeah.
So the shares are actually worth about negative 70 cents. Because you've got to pay a dollar in May and they'll probably start trading at about 30 cents. Now, the funny thing is that about today's trading, Smitty, there were six trades today, only $750 worth. So if you bought those $750 worth at 0.1 of a cent, you're buying yourself an obligation to cough up $750,000 next May and $750,000 a year later. But get this, there is 81 million shares for sale at 0.1 cent with no buyers, and another 31.7 million shares for sale at 0.2 of a cent. So that's 30% of the company is for sale. You can buy 30% of this company with the flick of your mouse for $143,000 today at 4 o'clock. You could have done that. And in the process, you'd have been buying yourself a $225 million obligation.
What we're talking about is a company called Bris Connections, but in fact, what it really is the Bligh government's financial engineering to get a toll road built to take away congestion as you drive out to the airport. That's at the heart of all of this, isn't it, Stephen?
Well, it is. I mean, some people argue that these sort of projects should be government projects, but I've put to you, Smitty, that the government is actually winning at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they put a billion in. Sure, Macquarie took all their fat fees out at the front, but now the investors have definitely lost their $400 million. There's another $200 or $300 million they've probably lost. So it's certainly cheaper than if the government had paid for the whole thing. And down the track, it opens in 3 or 4 years. When it opens, I mean, it might prove to be a boomer, so it might turn into a good investment. But in the current market, where so many infrastructure investments are for sale and everyone's sick of these sort of fancy Macquarie structures with all their high debt and big fees and all this sort of stuff, people are sick of it, market's crashing, no one wants to touch it, and I don't think you'll ever see another infrastructure float again in Australia structured with this sort of fancy credit boom type structure.
Thankfully, government can borrow money a lot cheaper than the 28% return on equity that the chairman of this mob, Trevor Rowe, has said this thing, he wanted it to achieve. Government can borrow money much cheaper. It would have been a much better deal for taxpayers because the tolls would have been lower if the government had done it directly. That's my view. Mate, you've also today been out at the Telstra annual general meeting, have you not?
Yes, in Melbourne we had 1,091 people registered for today's Telstra AGM, and there was only 600 last year. So the numbers are up dramatically because of the stock market crash. People are turning out to be reassured by their boards about what's happening.
Well, what does it sound? What is the sound of 1,091 people booing in unison?
Well, I think about 700 of them had already left by then, were tucking into the sandwiches. But it was a funny situation. There were four directors up for election this afternoon, and they refused to let any of them even stand up on the stage, let alone address the meeting with a mini campaign speech, let alone answer any questions. And when the acting chairman said that, I said, come on, guys, just answer some questions, just be normal. And they refused, and then the shareholders all booed the board for just refusing to go through the basic protocols of, if you're up for election, talk for 2 minutes to the shareholders. I mean, this is a company, Smitty, that did 2 hours and 8 minutes of presentations at the start of the meeting. The longest presentation in the history of Australian AGMs. And then they couldn't get the people who were actually up for election today, i.e. the business of the meeting, which is to vote on new directors, didn't even show their face, didn't even speak to the shareholders, didn't even answer questions. So it was a funny situation of deluging the information with the Telstra propaganda and then not even properly engaging when it came to the director election.
How did the remuneration report or the recommendations for the CEO's remuneration go down?
Well, last year it was voted down with more than 60% in favour. The year before it was almost voted down, but the government saved it. This year they've disclosed a bit more, and they also pointed out that Sol Trujillo has missed out on a whole bunch of his options. Like, he hasn't got 5 million options because of the share market crash, So the annual report says he got 13 million, but the true figure is actually probably closer to 8 or 9.
Oh.
Take tax out, he's probably only walked away with about 5 million cash for the year.
Oh, okay.
And 96% in favour. So they've cleaned up their act a bit on the remuneration. They've been a bit more upfront with their shareholders. They've probably explained it better. And Sol hasn't made the fortune that people thought he might have. And he actually, you know, he's pretty impressive when he presents, I've got to say.
Oh, isn't he? He's a very, very smooth salesman, smooth talker, very good presenter.
And he's turned the place around, I reckon. I mean, it is a genuine revolution that he's put through Telstra. And the stock has held up incredibly well whilst everything else has been getting crunched around it.
Oh, one thing's for certain, we'll always make phone calls. There's no two ways about that.
Well, that's right. I think there is a bit of an issue with their sort of belligerent approach. You know, they're threatening to pull out of the bid for the broadband network, and they refuse to talk to the union. So the ACTU had 4 or 5 people getting up today because they won't even talk to the union. So they've got Donald McGauchie as the chairman, who's the old National Farmers Federation waterfront dispute, James Hardy director. So they're still fighting the war as if they're working with the Howard government. I think they haven't quite worked out that things are a bit different now.
Thanks for speaking with us, Stephen.
Thanks, Billy, mate.
Good on you, mate. Stephen Mayne.